Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always active compliant. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we're happy to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. If you're listening live, today is November 16, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 483. We're here to answer your questions, consider your comments, address your concerns, wash your windows, critique your listings, all that stuff.
I don't do windows. You can do the windows. Okay.
Washing windows is a very relaxing thing.
Ah, okay.
Especially if you're 60 floors up. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630.
I got an item number for you, Griff. First of all, hello. Good morning, Griff.
Good morning.
Good morning to you listening as well. I have an item number for you.
Do you?
You have to have a sense of humor. Now, open up your mind.
Oh, I don't have a sense of humor. This is news to me.
Yes, but this is something a little different. So
What is it?
Look at it with a sense of humor. Here it is. Okay.
Oh, brother.
3025.
3025.
2325.
2325.
9003.
9003.
Okay.
All right. It says here. ISO, eBay employee with basic spelling abilities.
So the ISO, means, I know this is probably not a legal thing, but I know. ISO means in search of.
So the title says
in search of eBay employee with basic spelling abilities. Now I'm going to give the number out again. 3025. 2325-9003. So basically, she's found spelling errors on eBay.com.
That's an actual word, isn't it? It's how you measure your bottom.
Asymmetrical.
Asymmetrical, right.
Spelled A-S-S-Y. Asymmetrical. I'd know that anywhere.
Oh, well, you know what? What better way to bring it, to bring,
to eBay's attention?
Putting it up in a listing.
You know, when I saw it, first of all, Betsy found it.
It's very funny.
All right. And I looked at it, and Betsy says, what do you think? And I said, let me think about it for a minute. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, Griff's got a good sense of humor. But
you have to.
And it's funny. And it's probably not a legal legal listing, but I'm not going to tell. But you need to bring these things to their attention.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Now, who am I going to send this to? I'll send it to Brian. He'll get a kick out of it. And then he'll
do something.
Well, we hope.
To get it changed, right?
Brian Burke. The topic is interesting, or the subject, listing. Hey, Brian. Not Brain. I always type his name as Brain.
Me too.
It's just a funny thing you do. So this listing, Brian, came up on the show just now. A little embarrassing with lots of S's.
Very good.
All right. And let me take a screenshot of it. I can do this stuff so quick now because I'm so cool. Oh, I don't even have to do that. I can just copy the image and just paste it into the Outlook message. Isn't this, what a wonderful world we live in.
Yeah. And they need to read the description too, because let me tell you what she says in the description.
Go ahead.
In November 2016, that's a year ago.
Yeah.
I posted a comical listing pointing out a major spelling issue. This was after I gave eBay a courtesy call and waited on hold for over an hour. Asymmetrical is not a word. The most basic of software should resolve this blunder. First of all, I love this person. Whoever this person is. 1 year later, emoji has been added as a style. Huh?
Do-ha.
But the spelling issue, no resolve. Understandably, eBay is the MySpace of e-commerce.
Now she's getting nasty.
But the hidden fees, ever-evolving fine print changes, you'd think this could be resolved.
She's gone from being funny to being luxury.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's got to be changed.
All right, so I've sent it on.
Southern Pink
laughing,
Packages,
but...
I love you. That's the name of it. Southern Pink Packages.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we've just coined a new word. So is your neckline asymmetrical?
Yeah.
Asymmetrical.
Do these jeans make me look too asymmetrical?
Yeah, honey, you know I love you. I don't answer those questions.
So in the first photo, if you look at the item specific in blue text, and if you still don't get it, look at the second photo where the problematic word is circled in pink.
Hmm.
Misspelled with two S's. Asymmetrical.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it goes. Okay.
Enough of that. Okay, well, I got you to laugh this morning. That's good.
Well, until, you know, sellers are expected to walk on water. Oh, come on. No one forces you to sell here. Stop that. I decline their top seller perks, decline their free store. And then she goes on and on about now she's just bad-mouthing eBay.
But that's okay. So, she's still a seller.
No. She went too far in my book.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're still going to send it to Brian.
Wah, wah, wah.
Maybe Brian can change it.
It was funny if you just look at the top.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I respect and admire her.
My bad. Yeah. You do? Read the description.
Did she say anything bad about me?
What's it all about you, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
This company saved my life. I don't take insults too kindly. So anyway, there it is.
Okay. Well, there it is. Maybe they can change it, right?
Mm.
Got to mention Black Friday again, Griff. It's almost here. Next Friday is Black Friday.
Mm.
This year, shoppers are eager to skip the lines. I think I mentioned to you in Tuesday's show that eBay did a study and found that 76% of would-be buyers, that's more than three quarters,
yeah,
would give something up rather than endure the chaos of Black Friday lines. 26% of them said they'd rather have a root canal. That was one out of every, they'd rather have, seriously, eBay put that question on it. They'd rather endure a root canal than go to a Black Friday during a store. You know, retail store.
Well, and I mean, I couldn't comment because I actually enjoy root canals. So that just wouldn't be fair. It's like saying I'd rather sit by the beach with a, you know, margarita.
Yeah. You'd rather have a root canal. Mm. Still, Black Friday shoppers expect deeper discounts. Everybody knows Black Friday, you're going to get deals, right?
Well, you would hope.
So that's why eBay's giving them early access online this week to the Black Friday deals.
Right.
So the promotion is called Don't Wait for Black Friday. So I wanted to bring that up also. And, you know, another thing, too, shipping can be one of the most confusing aspects of selling on eBay, and it can, especially for new sellers. APO and FPO addresses, military versions of PO boxes can add another layer of confusion. Have you ever sent any to the APO or FPO addresses, Griff?
Yeah, I have in the past. Yeah,
yeah. You're selling men's shirts. You probably do.
Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, many sellers don't know what they are or how to ship them if you're going to an APO or FPO address. And Katie Hamill demystifies the process in her recent Veterans Day post at ebayforbusinessblog.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest that you go and look at that. Because some sellers hesitate to ship to these addresses. They don't want to take the extra step of filling out a customs form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, custom form, right?
Right. So read that. Katie Hamill demystifies the process. Veterans Day post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. And she kind of explains it all there. Because we don't want our men and women in the military to miss out on their Christmas gifts, do we? No, we don't. So you want to send to those addresses. So what was going on in your studio this morning? Did they do a video?
Yeah, we were doing a video live stream to Facebook with an interview with Bob Cuppins.
Oh, yeah, and he's, oh, yeah. Oh, Bob Cuppins, yeah. Oh. He should stop by our show once in a while.
Well, okay, I'll see what I can do at noon today.
Yeah, he should stop by our show.
At noon today,
and just
today.
Come
we'll
in
see.
And do a pop-in. You
Wouldn't
know?
That be exciting?
It would Let me be see. Very exciting.
Hold on a minute. Let me see if
sure,
I can arrange
it. Sure, he can do it on Facebook.
Dear Bob's executive admin.
This is Griff's boss. So.
Can you please send Bob some time to give us, a pop-in. Thanks. 12 noon would be good. Thanks. Today. Thanks. Stop. Griff.
Yeah. Hmm. Same. Okay. Let's see what happens. Let's see how much clout you have in that company.
Yeah.
So, Complex Con's recent eBay for Charity auction has a campaign benefiting California wildfire relief, including some ultra-exclusive eBay-branded footwear.
Mm-hmm.
I have an item number for you if you'd like to go see it, Griff.
Yeah, I'm curious about
this
that.
This is for your area, you know, wildfires that happen in California.
Yeah, they, oh man, those were, have you seen the photos?
I know. Oh. I know, it's terrible. It really
there was
is,
a neighborhood called Coffee Park. You know, when we think about wildfires, you always think about semi-rural, right? Like in the hills of Santa Cruz or Southern California.
Right.
Not, you know, not real suburbia. Santa Rosa is a suburb of San Francisco, and it is not necessarily rural. These were huge, you know, like blocks and blocks of houses in a neighborhood that looked like a nuclear bomb went off. It's just amazing. So, horrible, horrible story.
Well, so there is this, if you can get to it, let me know, because it didn't work for me.
Oh, what is it, an item number?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Is it do you have a title?
It is Nike eBay Air Jordans customized by Dominic Chambroni.
No, slower. I can't type that fast. You know.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure that this is the title, though.
What was some keywords?
Okay. Air Jordans.
Air Jordans, right?
Dominic, D-O-M-I-N-I-C.
Yeah.
Chambroni, C-H-A-M-B-R-O-N-E. He is known in the sneaker world as the shoe surgeon.
Yeah, I don't see anything coming up. You sure? How do you spell Chambroni?
Chambrone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not coming up for me.
No.
The thing, and maybe it's been
maybe
sold.
It's not listed yet.
I'll do a sold listing.
Nope.
And search on the sold listing, and nope. Well, they only made 10 pairs of these things.
No.
Five went up for auction. We'll try to find it for you, Brett. Because I know,
I know
you want them.
Maybe not. You never know about me. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast Family Owned Business. Start the conversation with your call at 888-723-4630. We'll pick up the phone and talk to you. Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to packaging your sold items for shipping, presentation is everything. That's why Bubble Fast owners Mark and Robin Levine have added a new category of shipping supplies at wholesale prices. That new category is gift packaging. Just in time for the holidays, Bubble Fast offers a wide selection of gift boxes with all the trimmings, including a rainbow of tissue paper. Festive pattern, seasonal, and all occasion boxes come complete with gift tags and stickers, so your buyer doesn't need to gift wrap their purchase once they receive it. Bubble Fast's gift boxes are suitable for apparel, jewelry, home decor items, small electronics, and other gift-worthy goods. There's even an assortment of Santa Paws packaging for pet gifts. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
With Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Festivus almost upon us, the Q4 Marathon is coming into its home stretch. Last year, holiday e-commerce sales totaled $94.7 billion. And this year, they're predicted to top $100 billion for the first time ever. Get your share of this retail figgy pudding by listing, listing, listing. Then go all out with promotions and deals. Try bundling or quantity discounts or free shipping when buyers spend X amount. Send repeat customers a codeless coupon. Market your promotions via social media and your store newsletter. And add a holiday greeting to your packing slips. Just don't get so wrapped up in selling that you miss out on the joys of the season.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Thanksgiving factoid.
There are regional differences as to the stuffing or dressing traditionally served with the turkey. In the South, they generally make theirs from cornbread, while in other parts of the country, white bread is the base. One or several of the following may be added. Oysters, apples, chestnuts, raisins, celery, and or other vegetables, sausage, or the turkey's giblets. Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Bubble wrap is our life. Call us now. We obviously need the companionship. Now, here's Griff and Lee. Oh,
thank you for that reminder. I need to buy some bubble wrap. I'm running out. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're thankful for your calls at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Boy, I'm selling.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I made two sales again last night. Got them out. I think I'm about to make another one. Someone asked me a question about an item they want to purchase. So I'm happy.
Well, that's good.
I went from making basically no sales until I started listing some new stuff. And, I've sold, in the last month, 32 items.
Terrific.
Now, mind you, I have an inventory of roughly 150 to 170 items. So that's a big percentage of inventory.
Yeah, it is.
Not bad at all.
Oh, out of stock.
What's out of stock?
Something I ordered on eBay last night.
And they refunded your money, right?
Let me see what they did.
Oh, it's terrible. That has such a horrible experience. I ordered a pair of shoes and they told me they were out of stock. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's too bad. I want the shoes. Now what am I going to do?
So I like Turkish towels, right? I don't know if you've ever used Turkish towels, but they are the best.
I believe I have.
They're thin, and you would think that they would not work, but they're wonderful. Okay, so
they're
ordered two little orange hand towels that matched another set that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Currently out of stock. Can we replace it with another color for you? We have the orange color in a bath towel size. We still have the other turquoise one in stock. Please let me know how you would like to proceed. We can cancel the order for you as well if that's what you'd like.
Mm.
Sorry again for this.
Mm.
Okay, well, here's a situation where I don't need that towel right now.
No.
You know?
But you'd like to have it.
Yeah.
And that's what counts. You want to have your towel.
Yes.
How are you going to dry yourself off?
And I have to go through all this crap. See, that's what bothers me more than not getting the towel in 3 to 5 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that now I have to answer this seller back on eBay.
Right.
And, you know, I have to make a decision.
Right.
And then I have to answer this person back and maybe do something. I don't know. Cancel. I don't know. Am I going to have to do anything?
Well,
I might order a couple in a different color.
You don't have to do anything. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You just get your money back. Well, you can, you know.
I think I might order something in a different color. So what am I going to have to do? Just let her know or?
Oh, you mean to have her send a replacement?
But
yeah, just let her know which one you want.
See, this is my point.
Right.
When we're out of inventory of something a seller bought, even if they don't need it in 3 to 5 days, they're a little pissed off because they have to spend this time figuring out what to do next.
Yes, they are, obviously, aren't they?
Obviously, they are. Hey, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board, and we'd love for you to join us there during today's show. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the words Listen Live. In the right-hand sidebar, then click group chat on the eBay Radio player, and you can come on and join us.
Well, I
needed to make a point, too. But, you know, Griff, really, I mean, this you preach about this all the time, making sure you have it in inventory.
Oh, there's nothing worse than having to tell a buyer, I'm sorry, I don't have the item. The dog ate it.
Yeah.
And
I know.
It dropped in a puddle on my way to school.
I know how this can happen.
Of course. It can happen.
I am a good person, and I would not hold it against somebody if they made one little mistake.
Oh, no.
This
no.
is a big company that on eBay, I think,
because
they are the Turkish towel people,
famous
Turkish towel people.
They should know better.
Exactly. Well, so this is how it affects the other person, the buyer. They're a human being behind that sale.
Yes.
You know, we're always talking about how we need buyers to understand that there's a human being behind the seller.
Hard as it is to
believe. There's a real
believe.
Person.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's a real person behind the buyer.
Get out of town.
And now this one is not too happy. Will it keep me from ordering anything from that seller again? Yes.
I wonder.
It will. Though I've ordered from them three times before. Oh. It will. Because if I cannot count on clicking on something, the color I want, and then a day later, 24 hours later, they tell me they don't have that color.
Oh, dear.
Okay?
Oh, my.
That is... That is something that can be prevented
by
sellers.
It's the voice.
Give us a call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'd love to hear what you think about all this. No.
I don't? I was being genuine.
No.
Sorry. It was hard for me to say that. Keep a straight face. Anyway, here we are. Here we are. So. So I've been selling some perfume and some shoes and it's made me want to list more. So I've got some more stuff to put up this weekend. I think I'm back into the thick of it. Of course, I got to be honest with you. It does help that Howie's in an assisted nursing facility and I don't have to take care of him because it frees up my time for listing and for watching Judge Judy.
Because of course they're doing everything that he needs that you used to do for him in the evenings. They're doing.
Well, they do dialysis. He has to go in center three times a week.
Oh,
but
really?
They're doing PT and a lot of it. So he says, I'm worn out. They're doing a lot of it. I said, yes,
that's
exactly.
Good.
Do more.
That's how he's going to get out of there.
That's right.
How long do they think it's going to be?
A year.
No. No way, Jose.
Maybe, another couple of weeks. I don't know how he does this. He's just lucky. He managed to finagle a private room again.
Yay.
And they didn't, they said, hey, if somebody comes in and they need to be isolated, we'll have to move you. It's kind of a warning, but it's almost a week and no one's come in.
Fantastic.
So and I think now he has all his stuff in there, so it'd be really hard to put him into a double room because there'd be no room for anything. So maybe they'll leave him there. So he's a lucky guy that way.
That's good.
And the care there is really good. He says he has to admit that the care is really great there. So
you never know about those places.
Yeah. I think he handled a good one.
That's good. That's good. So you have time on your hands. You can go into your garage this weekend. I'm going to be listing some things too. It should be interesting next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten down to almost nothing. It's awful what I have
left up
there. Well,
you can't sell
it. I sold two things last week and it left me with almost nothing up there.
Oh dear, you gotta list some stuff.
I know, honey. I know.
But listing is a lot of work.
I know it is.
And we were talking with Bob. He's gonna be in, I think, today. I think he might pop in. I got a note back from his admin saying, well, we'll see what we can do. He's a very important guy.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
But he needs to come here.
Well, I'll see what
I can say it. I'm not an employee.
All right. You think you're retiring? Get over it, girl. You're not going nowhere.
Is that political show in my life? Is it in my future somewhere?
That political show?
That political radio show?
We talked about that.
That political podcast.
I got to be honest. I'd rather talk about eBay. One more voice in this political maelstrom, I just don't think it makes any sense anymore. I'd rather talk about, something else, like sexual harassment.
Yes.
Since there's so much
there's
of it.
There's so much of it. So, there is a lot of it.
Boy, there's more than I even
imagined. Woohoo!
I can honestly say that because of my own nature, which is I'm incredibly shy and would never imagine ever imposing on anyone, that I've never sexually harassed anyone. Now, the accusers will come out of the woodwork.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if we started getting accusers to you back in the day?
Yeah. It'd be funny. And I can't say, I was too drunk to remember because I never got drunk.
Exactly. So. If you were sober and did it, wow. Most of those guys are sober when they did it, by the way.
Really?
The drunken ones, when the guys are drunk and they try to feel you up. Mm-hmm. That's something you just slap their hand away. They're drunk.
Well, that's
true.
But
those women were talking about sober guys.
Yeah.
In an office, mostly.
I was in the last 20 years. I won't say any more of this, but I was sexually harassed by a drunken guy. It was fantastic. I mean, I was on a high for weeks.
See, those kind of jokes.
What? They don't go.
They don't go well today.
It's too soon.
For that joke.
But what am I going to do? Lie about my life?
Somebody give me a call and help
me
with this
all
man
right.
today. 888-RADIO-30-888-723-4630.
So if you sell on eBay, If you sell on eBay and you just stay in your house and, you know, do the business there, then you never get harassed.
That's true. You get to harass yourself.
Which is,
we won't go there either. I shouldn't have said that either.
You should not have said that.
eBay is
You're cute. You come here often.
Once again offering a comic book exclusive. I have an item number for you.
Oh, now, is this going to work?
I hope so.
Okay.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Let's see.
All right. 4014.
4014.
3506.
3506.
8602.
8602.
Tell me what's going on.
That's the end of the numbers. Right. Oh, it's a Star Wars. Oh, my heavens. Look at that. It's a Star Wars.
It's a special cover variant limited edition of Star Wars 38, The Ashes of Jedha Part 1. It's The Ashes of Jedha is apparently a new 6-part miniseries within the current ongoing Star Wars comic series, and only 3,000 copies are available.
Oh.
They've limited to 10 per buyer, and the listing is garnering more than 5,000 views a day with 1,228 of the 3,000 comic books sold as of yesterday.
So the thing is, you buy them all, you find a way of buying them all, and then you burn all of them but one.
Is that?
Now you're a rich man.
Wow.
Why do you think I smashed
Can I do that?
Well, no, this, you know, you'd have to really work out like a whole bunch of new accounts because it's 10 per person.
Uh-huh.
But that's how you corner a market, is you buy up all the supply and then either hold it or just, I would destroy them, but that's because I have no soul. This segment was brought to you by BULQ Bulk, the easy way to source. Tell us what you're selling. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
What do you want from Santa this year?
I'd like some of his elves to answer my emails from customers. Right now, all I want to do is say, bah, humbug.
You don't need elves. You just need Reply Manager.
Oh, yeah? What replies does it manage?
Reply Manager handles all my communication with buyers. It brings correspondence from each selling channel into one inbox, then sorts it into folders. Email threads make it easy to track conversations. I can even set up smart auto responses without any elves. My customers are so much happier with faster, more personalized replies.
I still want elves.
Your elves can use Reply Manager too without having access to your eBay account.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share that password. You know, elves love to shop.
Well, Reply Manager is my one-stop shop for inbound message management. So give your inner Grinch a Happy New Year. Then try Reply Manager for free at replymanager.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Thanksgiving factoid.
Every president since Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving Day. But in 1939 through 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed Thanksgiving the third Thursday in November to lengthen the holiday shopping season. This upset some people. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen while you list.